You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
3, 2, 1.
I thought you were going to do it in Spanish.
Okay, fine. Uno, dos, tres.
That's better.
Okay.
Do I clap in Spanish as well?
Yes, please do.
Senor Palo, since pee is stored in the balls, show me your balls. Prove to me that piss is there.
What the fuck?
What is wrong with you?
That's the cold open.
By the way, David, before we get started, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Probably should tell him that there's new hosts.
Oh, he'll figure it out. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, Tristan, take us in.
Okay, so Lars likes to do this thing every episode where he tells me to take us in with the guest. So I have decided to take us in with the guest in a very, very welcome way that Senor Palo is used to,
which
is loud screams and weird noises. So I'm going to make a weird sound and welcome you.
Get the mute button ready.
Welcome, Senor Palo.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah, I just did a chill noise. I welcomed our guest. Welcome.
Where's the screaming?
Oh, do you want me to scream? I can scream.
Yeah. Wasn't that the power?
Woohoo!
Oh my god! It didn't even.
Okay, so Discord completely cut that the fuck out. So
luckily, we saved the Craig audio for this episode. So here's what everyone actually just heard on the Discord call.
What?
Thank you, Tristan. Very cool.
Yeah, my. My local file is fucked, but there you go.
The noise suppression censored him.
All right.
Well, there goes my voice for the episode.
Yeah, welcome to the first podcast, guys. We're joined today with a third-time guest, Senor Palo, a.k.a. David.
My third time? Oh, my God. Yeah. Nice.
Can you tell the audience, who may or may not be familiar with your work, a little bit about who you are and what you do?
I animate and upload videos on the internet and scream and go and that's pretty much.
could you scream for us just a little
he
bit?
Did.
Oh, he I did. Yeah, Discord keeps working it.
And here's what Palo actually sounded like on the call. Much scream, very loud.
Do we need to turn off noise suppression?
Oh, did I? Wait.
It'll be fine.
It sounds like every time you scream, it sounds like Discord just borks you into like the fifth dimension. You just fade out of reality. Yes. You into the back rooms.
Okay, wait. No suppression. There we go. Done.
Okay, I'll turn it off too.
Oh, God.
All right. Noise suppression is off for this episode. You guys.
Is that better?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Guys, you may want to turn your headphones a little bit down for this episode, but that's fine.
Yeah, because anyway. Tristan does like these R2-D2 screams, so...
Oh, I'm saving that for later.
Okay. So, alright. First of all, I want to get... Okay, I'll wait for this car to go by.
Thank you for doing this while I'm recording.
Okay.
Hey, yo, fuck you, man! I'm driving here!
By the way, Palo, this is a topic that we can either get right into or we can cut the fuck out of the episode because it depends on whether you played it or not. But have you been playing the obvious game, Tears of the Kingdom?
No. No, I actually right, haven't right played along. It. Yeah, no, sorry. I know you can make contraptions. That's pretty much it.
Do you know what Legend of Zelda is?
Well, I know that, of course.
Okay.
People don't fucking shut up about it.
Could you do your best impression of Link's famous scream?
The one that's like, yeah!
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, let me try it again. Yeah.
You just bust a nut?
I bust pee.
People are going to use that. Use that for their own purposes.
People no, just like pokes no. Senor Palo, and he's just like, "Heh."
Source too big.
All right. Well, I mean, by no, the way, if you're listening into this recording right now, can you go ahead and type 5 in the recording chat just to show that you can see us? And if you're not tuning into this right now, you can next time at discord.tonpodcast.com. You can go ahead and tune into these episodes live and say weird things to the hosts and the guests. And, go ahead and check that out.
If you've watched this episode all the way through, type 5 in the comments on YouTube.
Okay, fair enough. And also, Halo, if you haven't been playing Tears of the Kingdom, what have you been playing?
Have you heard about Darkest Dungeon?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Well, hell yeah, I've been playing that, the second game. It's stressy, like the game is.
Yeah, isn't that game where you have, like, the... Your team on the left, and then the other team on the right, and all of your team keeps dying.
Nah. You keep getting heart attacks. You're like getting too stressed. They use the internet. They get too stressed and they die. I don't know how I'm talking.
Is it good?
Oh, it is amazing. You should play it.
I actually have played it. The only reason I didn't get too into it is because I'm not super into turn-based gameplay. But it still is fun to watch. Like the roguelike elements. Are rewarding for the gameplay
itself.
It's because
he doesn't want to play good games.
Tristan's too busy playing SpongeBob horror games.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of SpongeBob horror games with Lars.
Whoa! Explain what?
Go ahead, Lars.
Oh yeah. Okay. Okay. So, Taylor, I don't know if you kept up with this or not, but SpongeBob horror is really hot right now, and I'm not really sure why, but it seems like all of a sudden people have been coming out with. Really weird stuff. Like, okay, Sinister Squidward. We played that the other day, which is a game in which Squidward goes postal, kills all the women, men, and children at the Krusty Krab, and then you have to go like track him down in SpongeBob's house, where SpongeBob's getting pulled apart by like mechanical horses, and Patrick is getting circumcised.
And for context,
a giant saw. You played, yeah.
For context, I posted a few of the thumbnails in the chat for Halo to see.
I saw the video recently. You play as Sandy, and you're rescuing SpongeBob and Patrick. When
so this is a versioning genre.
It's like torturing them in saw traps, basically.
Yeah. Right now, the pinnacle of the genre, though, I think, is Mr. Krabs overdoses on ketamine, you play.
That's hilarious. I've seen critical. Play that.
My favorite part is when Patrick gets circumcised by a saw that's cutting his junk off, but he's just laying on a table without any restraints and he doesn't even move. He's just taking it.
All the characters are voiced by text-to-speech voices from UberDuck, so it's like really scuffed SpongeBob voices, and Patrick's like, well, I just got circumcised after you rescue him.
And suddenly he's all better after like literally having his dick cut off by like a table saw, and there's no blood.
Well, yeah, he's screaming the whole time.
It's just the tip of his dick. It's just the tip.
Yeah. No way, there's just bosses on this game.
Yeah, it's awful. And I don't know why people are making these games, but more power to them, I guess.
Yeah, you can find them on itch.io.
Most of them are gone. A lot of them are taken down.
Yeah, a lot of them get taken. Yeah, a lot of them get taken down because of Nickelodeon.
Yep.
So, like, they don't want like horror and like circumcision and stuff associated with their kids' show.
So, I mean, you do know why the Squidward's Sinister Squidward got taken down, right?
Because of the
SpongeBob
vibes.
Not only did he prologue. Like shoot.
Wait, what? It's cool. Whoa.
No, hold on.
Yeah.
He shot up the Krusty Krab with an AK-47, but he also was like torturing SpongeBob, and SpongeBob tried to have him stop, And he's like, sorry, SpongeBob, I don't have a dick for you to suck. Get fucked.
He also he kills you with a clarinet.
Yeah, and then he kills himself with a clarinet. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Like, the beginning of the game has a prologue where you play a Squidward and he goes to work and he's angry, and it's basically like the No Russian level in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah,
that
rough.
Was fun to censor on YouTube. Actually, let me double check and see if that video is still monetized.
I would be shocked if it was. But yeah.
Now I want to know. It's kind of like fun to me.
All right. Halo, by the way, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a Stream Deck?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because I just got one.
It's monetized. We've made $3 from it.
Nice. But so here's the thing. I didn't know that I could just have a fart button on my desk. And
yeah,
now
you
I
can,
do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
You can have a fart. Yeah. You can have most of the things on the Stream Deck. It's pretty good. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I love it. It was the best $120 I expected in a long time.
Lars literally paid over $100 to just fucking fart on command.
Well, no, hold on. It's not just farts.
I can also do this.
Oh,
you will.
My God, no.
No, stop.
Or I can make my voice go farts,
please.
Like this.
I think you're going to play a burp sound.
Or, wait, hold on. Or I can make my voice go like this.
Well,
Halo.
That's just your
natural.
It's all natural. Yeah,
It doesn't turn you into an anime girl.
Oh, okay, never mind. Okay. Sorry, that's just my natural voice.
Okay. But yeah, okay. Ever since Doplex left the show, someone had to pick up soundboard duty.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm surprised you didn't prepare any like crazy sounds from Halo's videos on your soundboard today.
Don't shut up. Shut the fuck up. Don't keep me.
We played Halo's voice back at him.
People already got enough clips from this episode, dude. Just relax.
We need to fuck with them more.
Get a taste of his own medicine.
No.
I have an actual question, though. Like, not like a shit posty question. Because the Stream Deck is amazing. It's like having an extra keyboard, except just for bullshit. It's awesome. But I do have an actual semi-serious question, if you'd be willing to indulge us.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Ooh, Halo. Serious. Ooh.
What do you do, man? Like, what's a day in your life look like?
I breathe, and I get stressed.
And then he goes...
No!
That's relatable.
It was the most normal thing. Like, besides breathing, working, eating, shitting, and stuff.
Wait, proof?
Stop.
God.
Stop.
He is a human.
Stop.
Come to my house, all right?
Watch him poop. Watch him poop.
I'll friend
you
right
now.
Give me that address.
You can documentary and stuff.
Film him taking a shit.
All right.
This is how
continue,
I take
continue.
A shit.
Yeah, just,
don't worry.
No,
I
don't mind
you a friend request. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't mind Spaghetto. Just let him cook. Let him cook. Let him land.
Okay. But okay.
I don't like when he's cooking.
Fuck though. The point is, I work most of the time, draw and work on animation. Right now I'm like beating myself working on Spooky Month. That's another thing people know about me, but no one knows about it. And yeah, no one talks about that.
we can
Spooky Month is actually my favorite videos you've done.
We can get into Spooky Month if you want to. I was watching like To refresh my memory, I watched some lore breakdowns of it because people do analysis videos, like Five Nights at Freddy's style MatPat analysis videos, I guess.
Oh, good. That's the point of it. Good. I like it. But yeah, I work most of the time and draw and play games and then got stressed. I'm going to stop talking all this shit because someone's like,
I hear that you're stressed out, bud.
Hope
that improves.
There was somebody that listens to our podcast that wants us to talk about poop more, so.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to bring the poop in.
No.
That's why I sent Halo a friend request, because I was going to be like, hey, here's the review asking for more poop.
He's going to send you.
Guys.
Stop, no.
Okay.
Guys, Halo has been kind enough to grace us with his presence again.
Okay, let's scratch this from the record. Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Palo. Nice to meet you. I'm sorry. I don't remember anything that we've said before, but how are you doing today, bud? How are you doing?
The day I meet you in person, I'm not gonna shake your hand. I don't know why. But
What if I wear a glove?
All right, fair enough.
Okay. Can I get a crisp fist bump?
You don't know where that hand's been.
Forget it. You don't need to wear a glove. There's no virus.
I know the glove. I don't know the hand.
It might be poop, though.
That's the point! That's the point! What was your question again?
You probably have some other stuff on you at the moment, because you did tell me a story yesterday, and
tell the story.
Okay.
All right.
Preston ended up with a snake in his hood.
Hold on, there's a snake in my boot.
I got this.
Let me cook. All right. Palo, are you ready to strap in for some fucking wacky zacky type story?
Hell yeah.
Okay. So I have a landlord and he's just like,
we whacked the property.
I'm like, okay, that's fine. But the property is fucking huge. It's gigantic. So I'm like weed whacking for hours and hours and hours. And I was weed whacking to the point where I got really tired and sore, but I kept weed whacking because I had to get it done because the landlord's like,
we whack.
You know what I mean, guys?
Is weed whacking a euphemism for masturbating?
Shut the fuck up, TJ. Okay.
It sounds like you're talking about masturbating when you say that.
Yes or no? Do you guys know what I mean by like landscaping?
Yes.
Okay.
Manscaping.
Okay.
Anyway, shave your
I told you to let me fucking cook. Damn it. Let me cook. Okay. Let me cook. So the grass is tall, which means there's going to be a lot of snakes in the grass.
Mm.
And
wait
when you're
a minute.
Weed whacking.
No, wait a second. What kind of weapon do you use for weed whacking?
It's just a normal gas powered weed whacker with like the orange string that just obliterates everything.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm not a psychopath that has like the saw blades weed whacker.
Use a machete.
Yeah. I can't really use a machete on grass that's like a foot tall.
You can use it on snakes.
Hold on.
By snake, is that a euphemism for penis?
Yeah, are you talking about penis again?
I don't need to be circumcised, Palo.
Relax. Of the landlord.
I'm not cutting my landlord's cock off, okay? What do you want me to do? Like, put it in a jar, pickle it, save it for later?
That's a personal thing.
So as I'm weed whacking, I see a bunch of snakes, and I try to, like, avoid them and, like, let them go, like, out of the way, because I don't want, like, snake fucking guts all over me. But eventually, one of the snakes does not run away. The grass is very long. I hit the snake. The body flies about 3 feet in the air and lands on the side of the road, and I'm mortified because I'm like, what the fuck did I hit? That was, like, a huge bump. So I look over, and there's this snake... like chopped in half, but he still is like somehow half stitched together, and his guts are on the ground, and he's like trying to slither away with his guts just piled out, and he's in agony. And I'm like, well, I'm gonna be an asshole if I leave this animal here not, you know, just with its guts out. So I try to put it out of its misery, right? But I'm like, do I stomp on it? Do I grab a rock? There was no rocks anywhere nearby, so I'm like, okay, if I stomp on it, that might not kill it right away. So I'm just going to take its head clean off with the weed whacker.
Honestly,
I take the weed whacker, I hold it up to the snake, I get really close, I do a precise cut on the snake's head, the snake's head flies in the air and hits me in the fucking face. I have snake guts all over my face, all over my safety glasses, and they're just smeared all over my lenses, and then I couldn't find the snake's head, and I was just really mortified by that. So then I took the body and buried it, and I'm like, okay, this is fine. This isn't going to happen again. It's just disgusting and upsetting. So then I go along weed whacking some more, and so far I'd seen about like 7 different snakes, and I missed all of them. But right as I was about to finish, I hit another one, and I'm like, fuck! But this one, it wasn't like critically injured. It just was bleeding a little bit. So I picked it up to try and, like, you know, move it out of the grass so I don't kill it.
Oh, you fucking idiot. You don't beat snakes, no.
So the snake bites the shit out of my hand, and I'm, like, freaking the fuck out, and I'm, like, shaking my hand trying to get this snake off of my skin, because it literally just latches on to my fingers.
question. What part you grab the snake? The head, right? You grabbed like
no,
from
I grabbed
the
tail.
Oh god! No! I've made that mistake too. I've had a snake bite me before.
So as I'm like freaking out and shaking the snake, it's flinging blood all over me, and it finally lets go after I'm like shaking my hand, and it flies literally like 10 feet in the air over a fence that I could see through, and hits the ground really hard. And then it's not moving, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck it, I'll come back later and see if it's still alive. After I come back, it's gone, and I just see a trail of blood just kind of trickle off in the gravel.
Mm.
And then I'm like, okay, now that I'm pretty much done for the day, I'm going to take my jacket off and put everything away. Halo. The snake's head was in my fucking hood.
Let's
go! Yes!
Well, so Preston, I don't ever want to weed whack. I don't ever want to weed whack again, and I don't ever want to like cut the tip of my snake off. No,
so
no, I'm done.
Well, so you're describing like how you're trying to, you know, put one of those snakes out of their misery because it was like chopped in half. What you probably should have done, since you couldn't find any rocks to like, you know, crush it with, is that you should have pulled a naked snake and just grab the snake and just like just bite the shit out of and eat it raw, you know, like in Snake Eater.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the
no,
fuck?
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 3.
Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater remake, which I'm very skeptical of. Because Kojima's not there.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
It's just a remake. They don't need him.
Snake mukbang.
Well, because in the game, you eat animals, like, out in the wilderness, just like, and he just, like, takes, like, a fish, and he just, bites it.
TJ, no, TJ, he's not, Tristan isn't Snake himself, he was fighting snakes.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be like, snakes, I'm hungry.
Yeah, no, it's, so, Halo, help me understand something here, because I'm actually very skeptical, because I saw the footage of Metal Gear Survive, and it's garbage. It's clear that it's not worth anyone's time. So why is this going to be good?
This is the same game. It's a remake. What people are expecting is the third game good? The
third one? Yes, it is. It's like a lot of people's favorite.
There we go. It's good. It's a remake. For God's sake, it's the same thing.
Hold on. I have. I'm going to be the contrarian here. Do you guys remember the Silent Hill HD collection and how that remake was dog shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
Wait, how they can make the same game awful? What happened to it?
Okay.
Well, cuz it's like a shitty port. Like that's usually the problem, is they don't really bother with doing much with. They also kind of did this with the Metal Gear collection where they came out in 720p and it's like kind of gross and disgusting and
expect the same. That's pretty much
so.
Yeah, but it's more like a remake in the sense of like RE4 or like Final Fantasy VII remake.
Okay. See, that just makes me skeptical at that point. Because Final Fantasy VII remake, it was like Final Fantasy VII, sort of. In fact, I thought it was almost a little goofier. But it was like a completely different game. It wasn't Final Fantasy VII just kind of upscaled. So that's
okay. Well, I guess the Resident Evil remakes then.
That's fair. Resident Evil remakes are really good. Like, really good. So, they should just get Capcom to make the Metal Gear Solid 3 remake.
The gameplay's a little bit different, though.
No, I'm not saying to... No, I'm saying to have them... They could handle... Because they did Smash Brothers... No, that's Bandai. Never mind. Just ignore me.
No, I get you mean just like have them handle it, not like try to make it like a Resident Evil game.
Well, Capcom made a Zelda game for Game Boy that was really good.
Oh.
They made Ages and Seasons, and I think they made Minish Cap, if I'm not wrong.
But Four Swords.
Well, Four Swords doesn't really count because it's like a multiplayer game.
Okay. Well, you know what Four Swords is, right?
Yeah.
That's just Genesis. Four dudes chilling in a locker room, kind of like the first podcast. We got four swords amongst us.
We do.
And we touch the tips.
No.
Well, no.
No, no. I don't think yours would reach, TJ.
Earn.
Okay.
Damn.
By the way, guys, if you're listening to this episode now and you're a fan of the show and you want to get a little bit more, you can head on over to patreon.com/21podcast. It gets you early listening privileges to all episodes, early viewing privileges to all of Spaghetto's YouTube content, including our Castlevania and Vampire Survivor series, which we've been working on at the moment, a funny role in the Discord, a patron-only chat, and more. $2 a month. It ain't much. Tell them we sent you. Patreon.com/21podcast gets you the subscription. And I think that's going to do it for the promos.
Grab snakes by the neck.
Please, please join the Patreon. I need to be paid more than like slave wages to do all this editing for you guys. Please. I edit so much to get you early content. Pay us more. Thank you.
Yeah. Spaghetti, I was going to say it that way. I'm gonna say it the more nice way. But yeah. So here's a question. Because okay, level with me, guys.
Yeah.
We're all gamers here, right?
But I guess not.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, never mind.
Holy fuck.
What was the question? Okay. What was the point of that?
Oh, I mean, I...
Yeah, go on, Lars.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to point out something we were talking about yesterday in a voice chat.
But do it. Go ahead.
Okay. No, you can probably weigh in on this if you're not a true gamer either, Halo. That's fine. That's okay. Because that, an outsider's perspective would actually be interesting to chat. I'm a gamer and I love the silence in the chat. That's great. But yeah. Okay. So here's what I was thinking about, which is that, so, okay, let's say you're watching someone do a let's play of a video game. And let's say it's not like a donkey let's play where it's literally 4 minutes of content full of jokes about the game. And it's an actual like playthrough of the title. So I thought about it and I was realizing this is kind of like playing an album in full on a YouTube channel in a way, or it's kind of like streaming a movie.
Mm.
And those kinds of things are very well protected. And they will fuck you in the ass with a giant dildo with the copyright stuff if you try to do them. And it's very well accepted that, you know, like, even though people don't really like it, you know, they have copyrights for that kind of stuff. And I get it. But we don't really do that for games. And you can pretty much just stream any game you want other than some Nintendo titles sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Why do we let that happen? It's interesting that we do.
Wait. I got confused. What were we talking about? Why are you breathing like that?
Why are you breathing into the mic so hard?
I'm not.
No, it's Tristan.
I was trying to be like Senor Bela, where he said he just likes to breathe every day.
Oh.
Like okay. That? I mean, you... in a lot of your... I mean... Trusted, isn't that how you normally are in a lot of your videos? You're just like breathing really heavily.
Yeah, it's because Lars keeps making my asshole pucker by playing sounds that scare me during the SpongeBob horror videos.
Yeah, what are you talking about, dude?
What is going on?
A fever dream.
I just know about the question about the games.
Okay, here's the question. All right. This is like voluntary cancer, dude. This is like
okay, guys.
So like a video game, if you play it in full, that's kind of like almost the same experience as playing it, right? Like if you watch a YouTube video of it. So why do we let that happen? Oh, I think someone's dying.
Playing the game. I don't get it.
No, like, why is it, like, heavily copyright striked? Like, if you were to do the same thing with watching an entire movie or listening to an entire album on, like, YouTube or Twitch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, because the music, I guess? I guess it depends. Like, in all seriousness, for example, with Cuphead music, the owners of the music are like, no, you gotta play Cuphead. You need to do something about Cuphead to use the music. If no, then fuck you. But with most of the normal like songs and companies and all that stuff. Yeah, they're pretty greedy. And supposedly there's a rule of using the music for like 3 seconds and then you're good. But no, like,
Wait, we can use 3 seconds?
What Lars means is like, you can play a playthrough of an entire Mario game like Mario 64 on YouTube and have people watch it. But if you did a watch along of the Mario movie while doing commentary over it, you would get copyright.
What's that?
The music.
Oh, you think it's just because of the music?
Yeah.
I think it's because movies and such are trademarked to the point where like you have to like buy a ticket or a physical copy for the company to want to even have that media consumed. Whereas video game companies, they kind of benefit either way, because if people are like let's playing the game, they get a lot of attention, especially if it's from like a big content creator. And my opinion on that is video games usually like are interactive content, so it still is like a unique experience to each individual player.
Right.
Wait, are we talking about copyright strikes, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Let's say there's two situations. Like, one of them is you're going to go play a playthrough of like Halo 3 on your channel. Like, that's fine. And you're not going to get copyright struck by like Bungie or Microsoft or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if like you were to stream the Halo series, that wouldn't be okay. But the weird thing is, Halo series doesn't exist. Wasn't there one?
The TV series.
We don't talk about it. The only thing I remember from that show is
kind of like the 9th season of Scrubs not existing. Okay, I gotcha.
But you know why we don't talk about it, right?
I never pegged you as being a Halo fan, Tristan.
All they did in the show was have Master Chief cry and show his ass.
He likes Halo.
Well, he had a bunch of weird flashbacks.
Your two favorite things.
It was terrible.
Yeah. Men showing their butts and crying.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
What's wrong with that, dude?
We don't. The male butthole market is destroyed. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I think the male butthole market has a chance to recover. Preston.
I mean, you
if
seem
you just
to
give
be
the male
an ex-
butthole market some time. The male butthole market will recover. Preston, have faith in the male butthole market. Okay.
The only way for the male butthole market to truly recover is if Senor Palo starts an OnlyFans.
I'm not gonna show my butthole.
Butthole market for David is not very high. I will say
question.
The male butthole market.
Why are you talking about buttholes when you don't see
is...
the butthole of that Halo guy? You see the butt cheeks. What are you talking about the hole?
Hold on.
We're talking about the holes because there's a lot of plot holes in the show, and we saw that. So, plot holes.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to comment, you're our resident butthole expert here, Tristan, so I guess we should trust you on your opinions about buttholes.
We should, yeah. Tristan's the expert on the male butthole market.
I do. Yeah, every day I open up my computer and I have butthole examinations to do.
The butthole economy?
Butt economy.
By the way,
Payla, just for reference, the reason we were doing that, because we have this game we play where we try to talk about the male butthole economy, like, on the episode and try to beat, like, it's the amount of times we can say it in one episode. We got to 6. And I think this time we got to, like, 12.
Did we start talking about it because of Nikocado Avocado?
Play with butthole?
Oh, yeah. Please, for fuck's sake, can we not talk about Nikocado Avocado?
I love that guy. It's amazing to talk about him.
All I'm going to say is I'm proud of him. He still is losing weight. Nikocado is losing more weight. He's doing good. And he seems a lot happier.
You know what? Actually, you're right.
Isn't
male butthole
him
market.
Doing the same shit, like screaming? Oh, my, like, it sounds hypocritical.
I wonder,
is he still just going like?
How many steps away is Palo from becoming the next Nikocado Avocado?
Nah, I will never turn into him. With all due respect, I love Nikocado.
You better look in the mirror right now because you're changing. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay, that's enough of TJ. We don't need to make our guest fucking cry.
Gained a little weight there.
No, here's my theory, by the way. I'm gonna take the cancer level back down a little bit. Here's my theory. Here's my MatPat game theory. Okay.
Ooh.
So my theory is that the difference is not... you okay there, bud?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
He's part of the DK crew. He's one of the Kong, part of the Kong family.
Guys, just chill for like a second. Just 1 second.
Okay, I ran out of Adderall. Okay, I don't know what to do.
Okay. All right, guys. So okay, my theory is that the difference...
Yep.
Are you R-rated? What's going on, bud? Okay.
Nothing.
Let him cook.
Keep going.
My theory.
What is it?
Nothing.
Jesus, Tristan, chill. Take your tits, put them down.
Okay.
We're going to mute you.
Okay. I'm good.
All right, I'm going to server mute him for a second so I can get through my one sentence. Yeah. Okay. So my theory is that it's about control. Because when you watch a video game, it's like, it's okay. But part of what makes a video game is the fact that you have a controller or a mouse and keyboard, right? Like it's not the same as a TV show or a movie because you don't really get the full experience by watching it to some extent. Like there are channels like Asmongold that I watch from time to time where he's like an entertaining game player. So it can be fun. But it's still not quite the same. Like watching him do Vampire Survivors is fun.
Oh my god! I feel like this is even better than my last run. Like I was worried at first, and now I'm not worried anymore. What?
But playing the game is instantly more fun. So I think maybe that's the gap.
I think...
Am I right?
What you're describing there is what makes video games different from other forms of consuming media, you know, like watching a movie or reading a book or listening to music, is that it's more active. It's like an active participation versus like a passive one where you're just sitting there looking at a screen, watching a movie play out the same way it always does, but with a game, it's interactive.
Right.
And it changes based on who's playing it.
It does. It really does. So that's where I'm going to land on that. Palo, thoughts? Go.
I don't know. That I don't agree with that comment. It's different media. Yeah, it's different media.
Elaborate.
Elaborate.
Okay. So in a video game, you know, you interact with stuff, but also games can be as bad as a movie. With a movie, you basically watch a story, while in a video game, you play the story. And while it's more interactive, sometimes stories can be better on movies than on a video game. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Like, for example, you say, I don't like RPGs, basically. Or
turn-based
games. No. Like Spaghetto or Tiger. I don't know.
Spaghetto.
Spaghetto. There we go.
Spaghetti.
My gosh. He said my name. I'm gonna piss.
He doesn't like RPGs game, for example. What if that RPG game that has a really good story is put on a movie? Then he might like it. He might turn into a fan.
Well, it's just with a movie, when you watch it, it's always the same. It doesn't change. It plays out the same way. But like a video game...
What kind of movies are you watching?
What? The movie doesn't change every time you watch it.
TJ. What? There's a lot of a gray area, though, especially for like story-based games, because even if the gameplay is
different... So like Last of Us?
Yeah, like the story is the exact same every time.
Or a David Cage game.
Or like a visual novel.
Yeah,
I kind of don't... Okay, so I kind of like that, and I kind of don't, because it's like, I thought Uncharted 4, great game, awesome, the characters are fantastic, the motives are complicated, the storytelling is multi-layered and complex, but it kind of doesn't really feel like a game too much sometimes, so...
It just feels everything is kind of guided for you.
It's yeah, just kind like of like the an interactive movie. Really climbing. They did have a grappling hook. So yeah. That's like a huge, if you put a grappling hook in a game, it makes the game better. Oh, so it's, mm-hmm. it's still pretty good.
Except if it's Halo.
You know, speaking of Halo, in the that PlayStation announcement stream, I did see that Bungie is like, I think they're kind of reviving Marathon, which is the game they made before Halo.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
What's that all about?
It's like, all about the male butthole.
No. We've moved on from butts.
How many people are aware of Marathon? Because I know it's like, it's not their, it's not as popular as Halo.
Well, that's an old reference, but it checks out. Yeah, that was like their project before Halo, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the deal? Like, I've heard of it, but I haven't, like, what, give us the little 15-second rundown, DJ.
Actually, I don't know what it's about. I just know that it exists.
Oh.
You kind of caught me with my pants down.
Thank you for your contribution.
Wait, your pants are down? Does that mean you have a male butthole?
All right,
Marathon came out on Macintosh. It was an Apple game.
Yeah, don't they have like three games ever, or is that no longer a thing?
I don't know, but there's three Marathon games. It was a Marathon trilogy.
Oh, fair enough. Okay,
and the I don't know anything else about Marathon. I know it's like a first person game and it has like puzzles in it, but that's all I know. I don't know the story. Oh, you're. It is a science fiction story, though, is all I know.
Oh, by the way, we're getting to like the 40-minute mark here, so I'm going to go ahead and open it up to the audience. Yeah. If anyone has questions for Palo while we're here, speak now or forever hold your peace. Yeah, there you go.
We need to get into topics more related to Palo's content, though, if you want.
I mean, I have a list of questions.
I'm going to give
What?
Okay, well... I'll weave in a question from Teddy here because he's been dying to ask this.
Yay. And
the fuck,
and Teddy,
got a gremlin in the call.
Yeah. Teddy, Halo, this is my audition for your audio videos.
Shut up! Let me hear Teddy for God's sake.
Senior, let Halo, Teddy talk. More like Senior Halo.
No.
All right. Hello, Teddy.
Hi, I'm here.
What's up, buddy?
Can you guys hear me?
Hey, yes.
Yes, hello, hi.
Okay, so my question for Palo was, sadly, it doesn't have to do with him. It has to do with the recent news, game news.
Oh.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you could make a reboot, a sequel, or anything of any game you want.
Donkey Kong 64. Donkey Kong 64. Oh, yeah. That's it. There we go. Done.
Thank you.
That's the game that we need.
Can I just ask something else?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you remember me? Probably not.
I know.
I used to be.
So
I used
sorry.
To go by Teddy Sands.
Ah, fuck no. I'm sorry. No.
That's okay.
Sorry, Teddy. Of the millions of people that he interacts with every year, you didn't make an impression. I apologize, buddy.
That's fair.
Anyway, get the hell out of here.
Damn.
Jesus.
Whoa. Ayo. Chill out, bro.
I don't care about you, people, sadly. I don't remember them.
Teddy, just to be clear, guys, by the way, Teddy's one of our OG Discord members. I'm just ripping on him. He's cool. He's a cool guy. He's a good cook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyone else want to come on real quick and ask a question? Jay Mations, you are up. Go ahead, bud. I'm going to invite you to speak. Speak now or forever hold your peace. He's getting married. Now is your time.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
What was your inspiration for Spooky Month?
Have you, any of you, watched this guy named Basit on YouTube or Newgrounds?
How do you spell it?
How do you spell it?
B-A-S-S-E-T.
Basit
Films. I don't know if it's Basset Films.
Basset Films?
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Found it.
Yeah, he has this animation called, what is it, Hard Rub and Oatly. It's pretty funny, and I wanted like two characters being chaotic, and Halloween was coming, so I'm like, oh, you know what, let's do that. That's pretty much it. And the whole rise of Fortnite, I always forget to say this, I remember the dance, the classic Fortnite dance.
Yeah.
Take the old Fortnite dance.
And I'm like, oh, you know what? I want to make a catchy Fortnite dance. And I tried and I tried. I don't have the other dances that I invented, but yeah, this Pokemon one was the last one that I made and I liked it. Yeah, what there we go.
You know,
that's a good story.
To kind of expand upon that, what if Epic Games reached out to you and asked if they could put your dance into Fortnite as an email?
They are not gonna do that. And I'm not saying it for me, I'm saying it like they have put every dance in the game without asking.
What if they put it without asking you then?
I'll be glad. I'll be on it. I'll be like, hell yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. All right, thanks, Jaymations.
Before I go, I just want to say I finally got...
All right, that's enough, buddy.
Damn.
All right. No. Okay.
Lars is out for murder today.
I'm looking at this Bassett Films collection here, and that, you know what, man? I can definitely see some Palo influence here.
Spooky month skins in the next season of Fortnite.
There you go.
Bob in Fortnite.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wish.
Right in it, Funkin and Palo Wen. Anyway, let's see if anyone else wants to give a question. Okay, Dreamy Clouds. Do you have a mic? Dreamy Clouds.
Hello?
Dreamy Clouds? Ooh,
you there?
Dreamy Clouds.
Help but hold.
Now is your time to speak or forever hold your peace.
Yeah. He's getting married, man. Oh, Eli. Yeah. Eli's got one. I'll let him. He's one of the OGs. All right, Eli, you are invited to speak.
All right. Hello.
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 Ah, it's been a hot minute, but so my question was, Senior Palo, how did you develop your style of comedic timing in your videos? What inspired that?
That's a good question.
Oh my God, no one has ever asked me that. Holy shit. I've been waiting that question for years because here's the thing. Timing, it's crucial in comedy. Holy shit. Everyone talks about timing, you should wait for people. No. It's when you deliver the joke. It's complicated because you need to watch a lot of stuff. Sometimes jokes, you need to wait 3 seconds or 2 seconds to deliver the joke. Or sometimes you use, I don't know, more than 3 seconds to make it awkward. It depends on the situation. What was the question again? I got really excited with the question.
Like, how did you develop your style?
I just started practicing it, let's put it that way. And of course, watching a lot of like comedy and cartoons make you seem like at what point they're gonna do something. There's a lot of cynical people on the internet.
So guys, we did it.
That when they're watching something, they're like, "Oh, and this is gonna happen," and it happens because they know the timing.
Mm. Yeah, it's like was Gus Johnson before the controversy? He pointed this out in one of his videos when he was kind of giving advice to people. Guys, if you're listening to this right now, seriously, if you're a burgeoning creator or even a creator who's just kind of floundering, not quite succeeding, and thank you, Eli, by the way, for your contribution. I appreciate it, bud.
No problem.
All right.
Get out of here.
Good profile pic, by the way. Oh, well, he's...
Yeah. Oh, he's got... No, guys, if you can, if you just experiment with adding like a half a second or subtracting a half a second in post, you can add or you can lose a lot of comedy with like an awkward pause, or you can add a lot of comedy in some situations. It really depends on the joke. You'll notice
the joke.
A lot of Palo's videos, he does this where like there'll be like a microsecond little gag where like a character will switch expressions just for like a split second. And it makes it a lot funnier. So listen up when he's talking about that. He knows what he's doing.
Yes. The comedy can be used on anything, not only like really quick faces to throw people off. It's just the funny.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna take one last question and then we're gonna probably wrap things up here in about 10 minutes. If anyone has a final question.
No.
Final question.
Get like three more. Why are you wrapping things really fast?
Oh, Yeah, no, I was just being respectful of your time. If you want to bang these out, let's go. All right.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. Don't worry.
I also do have a still list of stuff to talk to Palo about.
Okay.
I have questions about
Spooky
Mode.
I'm dead.
Hello. I just wanted to ask, Palo, what is your least favorite animation that you have made?
Ah, fuck. That's a hard one. Because one of the ones that I don't like, it's the story time animation, but not because I cringe with it. No, I don't cringe. I love it. But I don't like it because people need to know who the other people are. That way they get some jokes.
Yeah, it's like that's one, right?
Yeah, it's a reference. I hate references so much. When the joke depends on a reference, it's boring. Why? What are you cracking? What?
Nothing.
When the Undertale one.
Nothing. Oh. Just keep going.
Just reference. I'm sorry.
Yeah, TJ's a record.
Shut up.
Or a resident reference humor.
You make references too. Shut up. Shut up.
All right.
But besides that, I guess. Fuck, I really don't know. I guess the Wahoo ones, because I right now I don't find them funny because you're just screaming and there's jokes that are with their time. That's pretty much it.
Bullshit, by the way. Like, I just watched Super Wahoo World. It was really good. Yeah, I watched it like the other day.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. Thank you. That's good. That's actually good. But yeah.
Halo, you just said you hate Tiege because all he does is make reference humor.
No! No, I didn't say that.
You don't have to mention it.
Listen. For example, I'm gonna bring one. Family Guy. I love it, but as soon as fucking Peter Griffin knows, hey, you remember that time
this
when
reminds me.
Famous person. Yeah, this reminds me.
I got you.
X person. Yeah, okay, good. Go ahead.
Hey, Peter. You remember the time, Peter? Hey, Peter, remember the time where we ate the neighbor's dog, Peter?
Family Guy has, like, a weird place in pop culture where everyone hates it, but, like, everyone is intimately familiar with it.
No, it's wait. That pop culture jokes. I hate that. I despise the life out of my soul with that. Because I need to know about pop culture to get the joke. If I don't know, it's like, what? And I get confused. Sorry, Tish.
So
sorry.
What? I'm sorry. What would you do if in the newest episode of Family Guy they made references to your content? What would you do?
Okay. First of all, I'll go to the studio. Of course, they need to talk to me, right? Well, no, they will. They're gonna do a reference. I'll get mad depending on how they use it. If the reference is the joke, I'll be pissed. If they use the reference, but the reference is not the joke, then I'll be happy, and I'll be so glad to retweet it and put it on my profile pic and my fridge as well.
Hey, Lois, remember the time I was in a Senior Palo video, and then
I fucked up that, no.
I feel like that's one of those things that, like, if it happened to me, I would hate it at first, but, like, 5 years later, I'd just, like, embrace it, and I'd love it. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, yeah.
You come around.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right about that.
Okay. So, by the way, Halo's eager to ask questions, by the way. So if you guys got them, keep them coming. And Spaghetto, you are one of those people. You said you had a list, and you were checking it twice.
What color is my underwear?
Shut the fuck up.
What color is your butthole?
the butthole economy strikes again.
I mean, I could tell you what color Tiege's ass is. If
no,
you want.
No. Go back with your question.
Okay. So, I'm always fascinated when big content creators decide to just Google themselves. And there's a bunch of really weird questions on Google that people want to know about you that are just stupid. And I made a list to ask you if you are interested.
Oh, this is like the Wired format then.
A little bit.
Okay, fine. Go ahead. Oh,
okay.
No.
The top question was, is Spooky Month kid friendly?
Next question.
Moving on.
Okay. What gender is Senor Palo?
Oh.
I'm a guy. I'm a man. I'm What? What kind of question is that? Yeah, I'm hair. There we go. There we go.
Okay. Do you want? Just let me know when you want to go to the next. We'll rapid fire these.
Okay.
Yes. Until you get get five and then that's the another question.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Is Senor Palo a furry?
Why? What? Why?
We're trying to
Where
expose.
Where are they getting this fucking doubts?
We're trying to expose you. Just,
no, because Pyrocynical referenced you in a video once. That's why. That's probably why.
But what? That doesn't make any sense.
Guilty by association.
But I walk the street and then I don't know where. Do you like clowns? I saw you walk on the street. That doesn't make sense. Go ahead. Next question. Jesus.
Maybe it's because you're so hairy. They think you're a furry. They think you're like a werewolf.
Why is Sir Palo Mexican?
Why?
Why? Jesus Christ. I don't want to die. I want to suffer.
Why are you Mexican?
I don't know.
We need to know.
I don't know. How about you ask God that? You know, how about you ask my mom and my dad? Why did they fucked on Mexico? I don't fucking know. Why did my grandparents fucked in Mexico? There?
These are the top questions, by the way, on Google for you. Here's the next one. Is Christmas Senor Palo?
I want to kill him. I swear.
Concept of Google?
Mutilate the Jesus
care
Christ.
Care to elaborate on that, though?
The CEO of Google. Better watch out.
No.
Okay. All right, fine. I have a better question. Or another result that came up underneath
oh,
that.
Oh, dear God.
Senor Palo is not Christmas, ?
The same fucking question.
It's Christmas.
And a very common one that is an actual question is, Senor Palo age, ?
69.
I am 2 months old. There we go.
Yeah.
Wow. You're very, very successful
for
2 months old.
You're very intelligent.
Very eloquent, yeah.
Yeah. So it was, thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that segment, Figueroa. I'm sure.
Thank you. I thought it was a good format because people are always just like, oh, Google yourself and check out the shit. Lightning round. Done.
I do think that's interesting. That is like a genre at the moment. It used to be like celebrities read mean tweets about themselves, and now it's like you've made it if you get like a Wired video.
You've made it if you get an article on WikiFeet.
I hate it. I hate all of this and every single person that thinks like that. No, that makes those questions or thinks like a Wire kind of show. I hope they get an aneurysm. Oh my God. I've never hated wishes so much. Jesus Christ.
Well, are you Christmas?
It's what people are searching for on Google.
I guess so.
So mad.
but the average person is like an idiot, right? So it's like the average person, what they search on Google is going to be idiotic itself.
And
right?
What percentage of your audience is just like 8-year-olds, basically?
No, my audience is not 8-year-olds. Yes, I have 8-year-olds, just like everyone, but not my main audience. And and the most important one, I'm not Christmas. What kind of question is that?
Okay, are you Easter then?
I quit the podcast.
No.
I want to end the episode now. I'm done.
No, right. Well, no. What about the other people? What about the other?
Yeah, you can leave.
Okay.
All right.
No,
okay.
Wait, no.
Okay. All right.
This is the episode that ends the show.
Yeah, by the way, I do have a topic about that. We'll talk about that in the next guest list episode. But and also, I'll say it to the audience. I'll give you the ammo.
Okay.
They're size 11 for me. That's just it. For WikiFeet, if you guys don't want to start chronicling that, because Spaghetto literally keeps screen capping all the like Snapchats that I send to him.
And he has me put the pictures in his videos when I edit them.
Yeah, it's really weird. Tristan, what? You got like a foot thing, man.
Yeah.
Okay,
like
listen.
You talk about sucking on toes.
If you're going to keep sending me your feet pics, I'm going to expose them to the world.
Yeah, no. Spaghetto, you thought you could expose Palo. We're exposing you.
Okay. Palo, what size are your shoes, by the way?
I am Christmas.
All right. By the way, I will take one last question from the audience. It better be a good one.
Very good.
Not what holiday he is, not how big his butthole is, not how much you want to see it.
if it's a bad question, you're getting banned from the server.
Oh no.
Yeah. Guys, yeah, we've been going for an hour. Give them something hot to go out on, okay? All right. Well, people are asking, is Bob an orphan? Where is Palo Butthole? Let's
That's
see.
Justin.
Palo, was he just kidding about the certain someone being dead?
Why
did you like death grips?
Death grips? Okay. Wait, what?
Okay.
Oh, death grips. Okay, no, I never heard of the guy. What was the first one?
Okay, the first one is, oh Jesus, you guys are giving questions that I think are literally giving everyone in the audience and ourselves cancer. I think I literally am like HIV positive after this recording.
I guess
it's just
stop,
this
one
stop
normal
being so HIV negative.
There's like two normal questions.
Okay,
the three.
Let me here. I'm gonna ask you a question. Halo, which is not, okay. It's gonna sound a little bit generic, but actually I'm curious because it's something that I think is kind of evergreen. It's a question that is on my mind every time we have like a big successful person on the show, such as yourself. And that question is, if you could travel back in time and you could tell yourself something about like the creative process or you're growing as a YouTube creator or anything of that nature, what's like a lesson that you would impart onto your younger self?
Nothing. I'll tell them two words. Keep going. That's it.
Okay. Just hard work and perseverance or?
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Like that fucking question says, "Why are you Mexican?" Yeah, no fucking shit. Most people outside of America, or not America. Sorry, outside of the English is language, right?
Mm. Right.
Most of them say, "Hey, you know, why do you speak English?" And my answer is always being because I want to share my content with most people that I can because I know English.
Yeah.
It's a general language that everyone can talk. See, it's easier than speaking Spanish for sure.
It's most people's second language.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, the reason why I'm here is because I kept going. That's pretty much it. If I would have stopped, I don't know, let's say learning English or stop doing animation, which I kind of did, yeah, I wouldn't be here. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just adapting to the language of the internet, I think, at that point. That makes sense. But guys, if you're tuning into this, either at discord.t1podcast.com or on YouTube, if you're just listening on audio, at youtube.com/@thefirstpodcast, just keep going, man. Just keep working. Just keep on going on. And eventually, as long as you don't have your surgeon moment, you don't, you know, erupt into tears.
Oh.
What? What?
Oh, okay, I got you.
I am a surgeon!
I am a surgeon!
Have you seen this where the guy's like, I am a surgeon!
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that lives rent-free in my head.
I am Christmas!
Yeah. Oh, Gollum. That game came out. It sucked, I heard. I heard it's bad. I heard it's like a 2 out of 10. That's...
Oh.
Ooh.
Hey, Palo, I got one more question for you, Palo. Okay. I got one more.
Yes.
So... You were talking about earlier about copyright and stuff and how, like, transformative content's okay, right?
Yeah.
Why are you talking right. like this?
Can I get your best Breaking Bad impression?
What?
What?
Can you do a Breaking Bad impression?
I guess it's our obligatory Breaking Bad section of every episode.
A Breaking Bad impression.
I guess Walter
White.
Like
the show itself or like a character? What do you mean?
Well, I'm giving him some room to like either all pick right. a character or make a reference to anything in the show.
I guess Walter or Gus or Jesse, Walt Jr.
What? It's metastasis in Mexico, isn't it?
No, I don't remember the phrase of the little guy. The little guy.
Walt Jr. I don't remember what he's talking. What's for breakfast, Dad?
Dad, what's for breakfast, Dad?
Well, there you go, guys. Enjoy that one.
And wait, right. What address does he live at, TJ?
Oh, yeah. God. I thought we were going to move on past that joke. Like,
what
we've already...
address?
Say the line, Bart.
308 Negro Royal Lane.
What? I can't say that word on the podcast.
They speak Spanish in the show.
Don't worry, I forgive you. It's okay.
Tuco?
Okay. Okay.
The twins?
Thank you. Yes.
Salamanca?
There are Latino characters in the show, you're right. Thank you.
They live in New Mexico.
All right. That's good. You guys, let's wrap it up here.
Well, I wanted to ask him some questions about Spooky Month.
It's too late.
Oh. Well, how much time do we have left, guys?
I don't know. Have you been keeping track?
I don't know.
No, we're
over
mostly
an hour.
Palo. Yeah, mostly asking.
Okay.
No, like, but also, like, you guys, TJ, you're probably going to have to edit this. You want to keep going?
I have 7 minutes.
7 minutes? Okay, real quick. Okay, because after you made Spooky Month, how did you get acquainted with Ninja Muffin with Friday Night Funkin'?
Oh, he just asked me. He's like, hey, you know, we want to put, let's get a bump on the game. We want you to voice it. And I'm like, okay. I'd be like, oh my god, yeah, fuck it. And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Hey, guys in the audience, you can learn something from this. If you ask people to do stuff, sometimes they might say yes. Like if you ask a random animator on YouTube that's really popular and his name is David, if he wants to come out of the show, he might actually say yes in this situation. So it never hurts to try.
Okay. Yeah. So
you already
question.
Have the no.
You miss 100% shots that you, you don't take by Wayne Gretzky? Or what was that, Michael
That's
Scott?
The reference, Lars.
I forgot.
We don't do that here.
Okay.
Anyway,
right,
okay.
We're done
right,
with references.
Lightning round. Okay. Second question. What is your process for coming up with the characters for Spooky Month?
Wait, say that again?
What's your process for coming up with new characters for Spooky Month?
Wait, say that again?
What's your process for characters for Spooky Month?
I guess it depends on where are they or who are they or what are you doing and stuff like that. For example, with...
No, hold on,
say,
this is lightning
Frank.
Round. You don't need to elaborate. Just leave it at that.
What?
DJ, go ahead.
Okay. let's see. How much do you have, like, this whole ARG you got going on with Spooky Month planned? Like, how deep have you gone with it?
I don't know what you're talking about. Next question.
Oh, okay.
No, wait. Let me rephrase the answer. I don't know. Time will tell. There we go.
Okay.
Let him cook.
Okay.
He's got stuff in the oven.
Okay. And then I guess, I don't really have any other questions because I really only had like three.
Okay. Well, yeah. I have a very important question for Palo. Okay.
Yes.
All right. If people are tuning into this episode and they've heard your braggadocious laughter and your infectious attitude and they want more of it, what's the website or YouTube channel or anything else that they can go to check your stuff out?
Serpello, SRPello, and that's it.
Alrighty.
Yeah, just look it up. Pretty funny.
It's not hard to find, guys. SRPA. Wow.
Yeah.
Let me try that again.
ELO.
SRPELO. He's on there. His stuff's good. It's
Lars
goofy.
Is having his obligatory stroke every episode.
Yeah. That joke. That's going to get me canceled. Okay. All right. So, Spaghetto, if people have been tuning into this and they want to check out your YouTube channel, what's the best way to do that?
YouTube.com/Spaghetto. I post daily videos for your entertainment.
And TJ, if people want to listen to your music, including the podcast theme, what's the best way to do that?
OnlyFans.com/SRPalo.
Palo, are you taking a shit?
It sounded like he's doing like a fart, but he's like
yes,
jogging.
Yeah, but of course I am.
That's what's on his OnlyFans.
You know, right, I hope someone...
SoundCloud.com/Tiege. Tiege. If you want to hear the podcast theme and more, because DJ is our composer.
Sure.
And guys, if you've been tuning to these episodes for a while and you want to go listen to more, including other episodes with Mr. Hare himself, just go to the YouTube channel, man. If you're on the YouTube channel, you're already here. Just hit the subscribe button.
Okay.
What's the worst that can happen? You can always change your mind later. So go ahead and check out youtube.com/@thefirstpodcast and check out Mr. Palo while you're at it.
No, I'm good.
And I think that's going to do it. DJ, can you take us out?
Yubi. Okay.
This has been the first podcast.
Thank you for eventually remembering the name.
We're here with Senior Palo, and we're signing off. I guess. I don't know.
What, on like a fucking divorce papers?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, I just got circumcised.
This is how I take a shit.
One,
two,
three.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.